With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Autism vaccine cover-up snowballs as whistleblower's identity is revealed. Rumors are swirling as the world learns of the government's deception. Here's what we know for sure. William W. Thompson, Ph.D., an epidemiologist at the CDC's National Center of Birth Defects and Development Disabilities, who received his doctorate in biochemical engineering, has been revealed as the CDC whistleblower. Thompson broke a decade of silence over the government's deliberate concealment of the link between MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella, and a dramatically increased risk of autism, particularly in African-American boys. Thompson is alleging criminal wrongdoing on the part of his supervisors and has expressed deep regret about his role in helping the CDC hide data. "It's the lowest point in my career that I went along with that paper." Here's a quick timeline of the scandal. In February 2004, a study of the MMR vaccine was published in the journal Pediatrics by three CDC scientists working in the National Immunization Program. One of them was Dr. Thompson. The study concluded that there were no significant associations between the age at which the vaccine is administered and the incidence of developmental regression such as autism. For the next 10 years, Dr. Brian Hooker of the Focus Autism Foundation tried to obtain the original data from that study. This year, through the Freedom of Information Act request, Dr. Hooker received much of the data. After the Freedom of Information Act was filed, Hooker was contacted by Dr. Thompson at the CDC, who at the time spoke on condition of anonymity. Thompson guided Hooker to evidence that there was a statistically significant relationship between the age at which the MMR vaccine was first given and the incidence of autism, particularly in African-American boys. Thompson claimed that this manipulation was intentional because of top-down pressure to promote a pro-vaccine agenda. More superhuman news in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Here's the rest of your superhuman news. I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide risk assessment seen as biased. In the October issue of BioScience, a group of ecotoxicologists argue that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's current practices for evaluating pesticide safety are inadequate and likely to result in decisions biased towards industry interest. In their article, Michelle Boone of Miami University and her colleagues note that most pesticide toxicity tests used in risk assessments are conducted by the pesticide manufacturers themselves, which the authors believe can result in untenable conflicts of interest. Moreover, rigid inclusion criteria often mean that potentially relevant studies are barred from the EPA's assessment process. The article highlights the case of atrazine, which the agency reassessed on the basis of a single manufacturer-funded study. The herbicide was ultimately deemed safe, despite the existence of a number of studies that could have led to a different conclusion. The researchers also cite other problems with EPA risk assessment practices, including inconsistent application of criteria among taxonomic groups and an over-reliance on laboratory studies, among others. Taken together, these problems result in a presumption of innocence that Boone and her colleagues maintain may be inappropriate for the evaluation of potentially harmful substances. The authors conclude that the risk assessment process can and should be improved so that decisions are made with the best available data with an evidence-based approach. The authors pose several recommendations for reform. Chief among them is the use of an independent third party to stand as a barrier between industry and research. This separation should serve to reduce concerns over conflicts of interest. In addition, they recommend a wider use of all available research, particularly in field studies, and suggest that the assessment process should be made more transparent. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first hour. We're going to be joined by Rudy Dragone to talk about bioidentical thyroid hormone options. I've had several people in the audience ask me this question, especially since I mentioned a few months ago that I started on thyroid hormone myself. So we're going to get to the bottom of that shortly. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik, to talk about the 13th workout. What is the 13th workout? You're going to have to listen to the second hour to find out. But let's get started. Rudy Dragone, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Carl. How are you?
Good. Now, before we start discussing the various options for bioidentical thyroid hormone, let's talk a little bit about you yourself and your involvement in thyroid hormone science in general. We know that you are a pharmacist, right?
Yeah, I'm a compounding pharmacist. I live in Cave Creek, Arizona, and I have a new book out called The Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. And what I do is I work with doctors all the time. They'll send me the patient's labs, and I'll go over the labs with them and look at the symptoms. And it's not only the thyroid, but it's also, you know, testosterone, DHEA, estrogen, whatever it is that they may need. And so I make a cocktail for them, you know. And what happens is normally we talk to the patients, and then the patients will say, okay, I have this symptom, that symptom, that symptom, and we give them a cocktail, and then we'll call them in 3 weeks and say, hey, how are you doing? And they say, well, this symptom's better, but I still have this. All right, let's call a doctor. We'll change this to a little bit more of this or a little bit less. It's funny because, you know, you go for a wedding dress, and you got to go for 3-4 fittings, okay, before you get it right.
Right.
But you expect to go to the doctor and say, hey, something's wrong with me, give me a pill, and that's it. And it doesn't work that way.
Well,
a person's body has to be adjusted.
Well, now let me ask you a question. I have to ask this question because this
sure.
is a discussion I've had numerous times over the past 9 years. I had Dr. David Zava on this show back in 2006 when ZRT mm-hmm. labs started becoming very popular. And I proposed that parents get their children a gift, a time capsule of their hormones when they're in their late 20s, early 30s.
You're preaching to the choir.
Well, but you know,
boy,
do you know what? Do you know what he said?
What?
He said he didn't think that was wise, and I thought for sure the guy was going to go. I mean, because let's face it, you and I both know that our hormonal milieu is as unique as our fingerprints, but doctors treat it like, well, no, this is the range you should be in.
Anyone that's feeling really good, especially, you know, the younger kids, okay, when you're in like 19, 20, it's probably the best that you're ever going to feel. That's the time to take your hormones, look at what your hormones are, take a test, and then take that precious information and put it in a vault
yes.
somewhere And 20, 30 years later, when you have a problem, you go back to that vault, you pull it out, and you go to the doctor, and you say, I want to be like this.
It's a time capsule. It's great.
Yeah. Hormones are the architects that rebuild your body. Okay? And now understand this. If we're building a city and we put one architect on every building, those buildings are going to be done right. What happens when you get to be 50, 60 years old and you got one architect for every 100 buildings? Things fall through the cracks. You know, if you look at the human body is torn down and rebuilt. Over 90% of it, there was a radioactive isotope study that was done, and it showed that 90% of the human body is torn down and rebuilt over a three-year period. So, Carl, we don't have old bodies. We have poorly made new bodies.
Right.
And we need the hormones to be able to maintain those bodies the way they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now, if you eat right, okay, I'm going to give you a little story. I was back in New York, and we're talking about 20 years. I've been doing this for over 22 years. I was doing hormones when it wasn't popular, when people were looking at it as woo-woo medicine. And this lady calls me up, and she says, I was in the backyard milking the goat, okay?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I felt this heat come over my face. And I said to her, and she goes, but don't tell me I'm going through menopause. I'm only 65. And I'm like, well, look at her. She's 65 years old, and she's having her first pangs of menopause, but she's in the barn milking the goat.
Right.
She probably has her own vegetables. She
right.
probably doesn't even have. She doesn't even know what Facebook is.
She's living an ancestral lifestyle, which is what we talk about on this show all the time. I mean, the activity levels,
parents,
foods, and so on. Right.
Our parents had the best vegetables. You know, right now we look at the vegetables. There was a study that showed, it goes, you know, 30 years ago, 100 grams of spinach had 100 milligrams of elemental iron. Today, 100 grams of spinach has 1 milligram of elemental iron.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the GMO foods and everything else. But let's try to stick with thyroid because
I know we can go places, you and I. I can see it already.
I can go through the whole gamut of things. But when I go to the medical schools and very soon I'm going to try to branch out into Mexico to try to teach people on how to prescribe bioidentical hormones, the first thing I tell them is that you have to cleanse your liver. Once the liver is cleansed, okay, you will be able to conjugate and metabolize the hormones better.
Mm-hmm.
Then the first hormone that has to be taken care of is thyroid. After thyroid, then you go into the sex hormones like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. Then you go into the adrenal glands, which DHEA and hydrocortisone. Then comes the ancillary hormones like pregnenolone for brain health and the vitamins, okay? But if you do it in that progression, okay, and obviously thyroid is very important for many reasons, but the most important reason is because if your thyroid isn't working properly, your body thinks that it's starving. Let's say I take a person that's the perfect health, okay? Let's take a 25-year-old in perfect health, okay? And I put that person into a room and starve them for 3 days. What will happen is their thyroid function will go way down.
Right.
Their temperature will go way down. And the body says, we're starving here. So we're going to start to hold on to everything. We're going to hold on to any fat. We're going to not burn anything. We're going to try to hold on to the hormones. So it creates something called a steroid hormone binding globulin. And now that holds on to your testosterone, your estrogen, and all the other things. Okay? And basically, you're in starvation, hibernation mode. Now, if you don't starve, but you have a thyroid problem, it's exactly the same thing happening.
Right.
That's why people say, oh, I've gained weight, but I have a gland problem. It's the thyroid that's not working properly. Understand that if we were to cook, let's say, corn, right, and you had this big pot of water, and you put it on the stove, and you turn it on, and the heat's going in there, come back a half hour later, you touch the water's still cold. Because it needs an enormous amount of heat to raise that amount of water, the amount of water that's inside of our body, 1 degree. So if you're down from 98.6 to 97.6, 96.6, some people even in the 95s, you're not burning that energy
to keep
it up.
Right. Bioenergetics.
So you're storing it as fat.
Right. Bioenergetics are starting to fail. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about, I want to start off talking about the synthetic thyroid hormones and why the bioidenticals are more important. We're talking right now with Rudy Dragone. If you are in the Arizona area, you can learn more about him by going to the website clarkspharmacyaz.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking right now with Rudy Dragon. We're talking about bioidentical thyroid hormone. If you want to learn more about Rudy's practice, Clark's PharmacyAZ.com is the website for those of you out in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. Cave Creek is a really nice area, by the way.
Yeah, very beautiful.
I lived in Tempe for a short period of time. Anyway, why do the synthetic thyroid hormones like Synthroid throw so many people for a loop? And it's so elusive for physicians to get their dose dialed in.
Let me start the very beginning, okay? Let's say there's a person that has thyroid deficiencies, okay? I give the analogy. I say, think of the human body like a pool table. You've got 16 balls on the pool table, and you have six holes on the pool table, okay? The holes of the pool table represent the receptacytes for hormones. The 16 balls represents the actual thyroid hormone. As a person starts to get into hypothyroidism, it's like removing two balls off the table every so often. As you remove two balls, the body compensates. And the way it compensates is by putting more holes on the table.
Uh-huh.
So at a certain point, when you got half the balls, let's say you only have eight balls on the table, you have 12 holes on the table. By the time you have two, you have 30 holes on the table. So that when you throw them across, still one or two will sink, and it'll do what's necessary for the body. But beyond that, it can't compensate anymore. So when someone goes to the doctor and says, I don't feel good, it's after that point. So when they give you thyroid hormone, now understand, if you need 16 balls, and I put 16 balls back on the table, when there's 30 holes and throw them across, 8 or 9 are going to sink, and you get a condition called thyrotoxicosis, where your heart starts beating out of your chest, and you feel like you're going to die, so you rush to the hospital. So the thing to do is to start very slowly. Like with NatureThroid, what we do is we start at a quarter of a grain. But we tell the patient ahead of time, within 10 or 11 days, you're going to have to go up another quarter grain. Why? Because now the body sees four balls on the table, it starts clogging up some of those holes. But eventually, if you go nice and slow, if you do it right and you go nice and slow, you'll get back up to 16 balls and six holes. Okay? But the doctors don't tell you that ahead of time, because there's really no way of knowing you're going to be different than your twin brother, you know, because you have different lifestyles. So one person will take 11 days, another person will take 14 days, another person can go, you know, 3 months before it needs more of it. But if you don't tell them ahead of time that you're going to have to increase the dosage, what will happen is the patient, once the third or fourth dose increase, he says, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he goes to try to find another doctor.
Right.
Now, the difference between synthetic hormones and porcine thyroid, the desiccated thyroid hormone, is that inside of your thyroid, you don't only have one thyroid hormone, which is, it has all of the thyroid hormones. You have T1, T2, T3, T4. You have TSH that's in there with thyroid stimulating hormone. You have iodine, free iodine that's inside there. You have a whole slew of different things. And each one of those things has what I call a hormonal pressure. So when you put on T4, like Synthroid, all by itself, what will happen is most people will feel good in the morning, and then it runs out in the afternoon.
Mm.
Okay? T4 is gas in the gas tank, Carl.
Right.
T3 is gas right into the engine.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So it's the functional thyroid hormone. So when you take something like NatureThroid, it has T1, T2, T3, T4, TSH, iodine, and everything else, because it's basically the desiccated pig thyroid, okay, that has been standardized and cleansed and ready for options. Now, I know you take Armour, and I don't want to badmouth any medication.
No, okay? But actually, part of the reason that you're on the show is selfish. So my doctor prescribed Armour because that's what he's used to using. I want to try one of RLC's product, either the Nature Thyroid or the WP Thyroid, because I know that it's a full-spectrum thyroid as opposed to just two isolated thyroid hormones that we believe are important. We know that T2 burns fat. We know that these other thyroid hormones have a place because that's why they're there. So I am interested in this. So what's the difference between Armour and that?
Let me explain something that's very important. Okay, let me explain something very important. Because desiccated thyroid is a natural product, the FDA has to give certain leeways. In other words, what it says is a grain of natural thyroid, a grain of desiccated thyroid has to have 38 micrograms of T4 and 9 micrograms of T3. But because natural products can't be standardized, what they say is, they say, we've got to give you a certain leeway. So they give a leeway. The FDA actually gives a leeway of 9 micrograms up or down.
In either
T4.
Of those.
Oh, yeah, the T and the T3 and the T4. So,
wow.
In essence, you can have 0 T3 and, let's say,
and 29
T4, or 47 and 18, and it still falls into the same category. Now, what has happened is our thyroid has a huge base. You know, there's a lot of people that are taking it. It's known worldwide. And because of it, they have to sometimes take in thyroid that's not to what they would normally say. So some of it might be lower than what it is. And four times that I can remember in my career, they've had to pull the medication. Now, NatureThroid, on the other hand...
Just last year, I want to say they did, and there was none available in the market because they had to pull everything off the market temporarily for about a month or two.
I think it was last year. It was a couple of years ago, but regardless, I went to RLC Labs, and I talked to the formulator, and I said to them, I said, you know, because this is a real pain for me. If I have 1,000 people on Armour, I get 300 phone calls complaining about the medication. That's not a way to do business. But then if I have 1,000 people on the RLC brand, I may get 30 people to call, okay? And when I went to them and I said, yes, the FDA allows 9 one way or the other, but we will not take anything that varies more than 2. So if it varies more than 2, we don't take it. Well, if they don't take it and refuse it, where do you think it goes?
Armour.
There you go. Now, like I said, I don't want to talk bad about them because they do help a lot of people, okay? But if you take it back, now, remember what I told you about the pool table? Let's say I put out...
I see where you're going already.
Okay, I put out a substandard dose, and then I take it back and say, okay, now for a month, you're not taking anything. So what happens? The pool table makes more holes. Now I release the same substandard dose, and you take it, and guess what happens? Now it works for you.
Or worse. This moving target on a week-in or a month-in, month-out basis, you're upregulating receptors. Now you're down-regulating receptors. You're upregulating because they never know what to expect.
And what do you think happens to the patient?
Oh, they never feel good. They feel and that's what happens to most people when they get on thyroid hormone.
Right, and that's why I say with the RLC brand, I really have no problems like that. So it's not. See, they didn't find me. I found them. Okay, I went after them and I said, okay, you know, I don't want to have the phone calls. I'm the pharmacist. I'm the guy that gets the phone calls. So I don't want to get the phone calls. So it's almost on a selfish reason. I'm telling people, use this because I don't want you calling back and complaining.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Now, RLC makes two products. But before we get into that, I have to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
In the Armour Thyroid, are those other hormones present or do they wash them out?
No, they're all present. They're present there also. The only thing is that the biggest problem I have with Armour, it's a good product, but it's the standardization.
Yeah, I can see that.
And therefore, with the RLC brand, I really feel confident when I give someone to that and say, hey, use this, and they come back, and then they say, yeah, no, it's working better than anything else, and I don't feel the upswings and the downswings through from one batch to the next.
Makes perfect sense.
That makes a big difference for me.
Here's what we're going to do. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the two products that RLC makes for selfish reasons, because I personally would like to see my physician, Dr. Matt Andry, move me from Armour to RLC. So this interview has some selfish motivation. You can go to clarkspharmacyaz.com to learn more about Rudy Dragone and his practice, and you can also get the book there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Body bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
If you missed out on the pre-sale of Primal D, it's still available, but not at the pre-sale price. $79 gets you over a one-year supply of the first advanced topically delivered D3 product. This is the way vitamin D should be delivered, and as such, has a higher conversion to 25-hydroxy over oral, and no risk of calcification of soft tissue. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Primal-d.com, vitamin D delivered the way nature intended it. Right now we're talking with Rudy Dragone. We're talking now, I'm going to change it up just a little bit. We're going to continue to talk about bioidentical thyroid hormone, but we're going to talk about specific products made by a company called RLC that I am very interested in. Okay, so Rudy, if I'm taking 1 grain of Armour Thyroid now, would I just simply start taking 1 grain, 60 milligrams, of the Nature Thyroid?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a one-to-one conversion. It's 65 milligrams for there's two different weighing systems. One says 1 grain is 60 milligrams. The other one says that 1 grain is 65 milligrams. But it doesn't matter what the 1 grain is. What matters is how much T3, T4 is actually in it. And like I said before, the Nature Thyroid has the 38 of T4 and the 9 T3, and therefore you just can switch from one to the other without any problem.
Okay. What is the difference between Nature Thyroid and WP thyroid?
Well, WP thyroid has less binders in it and therefore is more rapid onset. So for people that need a quicker onset of thyroid, they would go with a WP. But as for the ones that are taking the Naturethroid, and if it's working okay for them, then we say leave it with the Naturethroid. If it's not broke, then don't fix it. Okay, but some people say, you know, I want to get more that it works faster and it gets me going right away and boom, 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 and it dissolves in your mouth and it has absorption, because some people may have some hyperacidity problems. Remember, the reason why you're supposed to take thyroid hormone on an empty stomach is because the acid in the stomach will actually destroy it.
Right.
So if you eat some food and you cause acid to be made, you will destroy the thyroid hormone. So if you have WP could actually put it in your mouth and dissolve it in your mouth rather quickly, okay? And then that you know, rapid onset, and it works just as good as the Naturethroid.
Okay, now same conversion. If you're taking 1 grain, 60 to 65 milligrams of Armour, you would just take 1 grain of the WP.
Of the WP.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Sounds like WP is the way to go to me. Now here's something that I've always wondered about. I take my Armour thyroid literally after I sit up in bed in the morning. I throw it in my mouth because of why we just talked about. But I remember about four or five years ago, the folks at A4M started suggesting that doctors have their patients take their thyroid hormone before bed. For some reason, something like that is a more appropriate time to see an elevation in thyroid hormone production. You have any opinions on that?
I have some people that take it at bedtime. I have some people that take it during the day. I have some people that take it in the morning and then 2 hours after lunch. It all depends on how that person is burning their food. Okay. Obviously, if you have somebody that's working in the middle of the night, you want them, and they sleep most of the day, you want them to take it later on at night.
Uh-huh.
So, but to me, if it's energy is the big problem, then you want to make sure you're taking it while you have the high doses during the day.
Okay.
Okay. And that's the biggest complaint. The biggest complaint I get from thyroid patients is my energy drops off. And when does the energy drop off? Well, my energy drops off at 3 o'clock. Well, then what time do you eat? I eat at 12 o'clock. Okay, then 2 hours is the stomach emptying time. After 2 hours, take a half a dose, okay, after that time, and see how you feel. Obviously, I can't tell you to do that to your listeners because they have to get the okay from their doctor.
Right.
Okay? But if people are, you know, energy starved in the later part of the afternoon, it's because whatever they're doing, whatever their system is doing, the dose they're taking in the morning doesn't last that long for them. Okay? Now, remember, I told you, I can't go inside of your body and see how much acid you're producing. You know, but if acid destroyed half of the dose inside of your stomach, and then it only lasts till 2 o'clock, what's wrong with taking another dose after that?
Which leads me to a question that I've had for a long time about thyroid hormone, okay? I've actually experimented with a transdermal thyroid hormone. The thyroid is a ductless gland, and so, and we also know that the organs and tissue closest to the thyroid in proximity are the most susceptible to thyroid hormone dysregulation, either too high or too low, which tells you that proximity plays a great role in the way thyroid hormone is diffused and acts upon tissue closest to it and furthest from it, which makes me wonder why someone isn't taking what's in WP and turning it into a transdermal and having their patients rub it on the base of their neck.
Well, there's good points and bad points to that. Because remember, you're 100% correct when you say it's ductless, okay? But at the same time, you have to also remember that the amount that's being put in is slight amounts put on throughout the entire day. And as soon as the body sees that there's none there, you know, then it will release a little bit more. So it's constantly checking and balancing. When you put something on, and if you were to put a transdermal, okay, on the throat, okay, how much are you going to put on there? Are you going to be releasing it the same amount of time that your gland would? Probably not. You're only putting it on once or twice a day. But that's releasing all throughout the day, sometimes 15, 16 times a day, okay? And so, and it's very, very small doses. Now, as you said, if it's in small doses, it's affecting the glands and the tissue that's near it. What would happen if you put a large dose there? okay? And how much more would it affect?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So in other words, the thyroid is metering what it puts out. And the meat, and while the skin has been shown to create a depot effect in transdermals, but it would have to be researched to see what is being metered, what is being released over what period of time. So the pharmacodynamics of that particular preparation could be observed, and then a pharmacist could then make good recommendations on how it could be used. I think that somebody needs to start doing that personally.
Well, that takes money.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And it takes a lot of study. I mean, I was once contacted by someone that asked me, you know, how do we increase bone density, you know, and what happens with thyroid if you take too much thyroid? Is it true that it causes osteopenia and osteoporosis? And the truth of the matter is it does. If you bring your TSH down, I like to keep the TSH between 1 and 1.5. But if you look at the doses or actually the levels of TSH that they're acceptable, they say 0.45 to 4.5,
yeah,
which is
big
interesting,
range.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here you are, Carl. You're 0.45. You're normal. Let's double you to 0.9. Guess what? You're normal. Let's double that to 1.8. Yay, you're normal. Again, to 3.6. Guess what? You're still normal.
Right.
And then you add what you started with, and you're still normal. It can't be, okay? If you are doing TSH, I recommend you try to keep it between 1 and 1.5, you know, and that's a good guideline, okay? It's not the best because TSH is just a call. It's not an exact science, okay? But if you keep it at that rate, I find that, you know, I get the most benefit from my patients at that rate.
Well, and okay? I'll tell you something. There's another reason, and I don't know if you saw this study. We did a show on it last month, but thyroid-stimulating hormone is pro-inflammatory. So people whose thyroids start to peter out and the pituitary and the hypothalamus go, let's just ramp up TSH, your body goes into a pro-inflammatory state. You end up with low-grade inflammation, chronic inflammation, just because your thyroid, TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, is going up. So keeping thyroid-stimulating hormone down is a good thing, which is another argument for why people should supplement with a product like Nature Thyroid or WP Thyroid as they age, to keep that rise from happening in the first place and helping to keep inflammation at bay. Very, very important. We're going to do this. We're going to take our last commercial break and wrap up the interview with Rudy Dragone. For those of you who are in the fine state of Arizona where I lived once, ClarksPharmacyAZ.com is the website. You can also, we'll talk about how you can get a copy of the book by using that number when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. Later in the show, Brooks Cubic is joining us, the keeper of the flame of physical culture. Remember, one of the cornerstones of anti-aging is physical activity, and nothing is better than progressive resistance training. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rudy Dragone. We're really talking about two products made by a company called RLC called Nature Thyroid and WP Thyroid. So now I have a great relationship with my physician, and I happen to have purposely selected a physician that is very, very forward-leaning when it comes to therapies. In fact, he just started a new clinic that's actually a farm where he offers people foods that will help them get healthy. But that's another story. Most people don't necessarily have access to that type of physician. Their current physician has them on something like Synthroid, let's say. So what is the conversation sound like with a person who goes into their physician and has this discussion about Synthroid or even Armour, and this physician doesn't know anything about RLC's products?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to have the doctors call me. And I discuss this with doctors all the time. If I could, Carl, I'd like to take 2 seconds. Number one, I want to tell people that if you look up on the net, Hormonal Lectures by Rudy Dragone, I have about 40 segments in there that talk about, on YouTube, that talk about all different types of hormones, number one. And number two, the reason why thyroid is so important, and this is a piece that I have to get out here, okay, is that there was a doctor in Japan who had this cancer clinic, okay? And one of the wings of the cancer clinic got malaria. And within 3 weeks, the malaria was gone in everybody, and they were all cured of cancer. And what this spouted was a whole study on temperature and how the white blood cell is like sleeping. You ever turn on a car in the middle of the winter time and the car goes and then it stops working, but once you get it started and it warm it up a little bit, then it works fine. Okay, you got to get the temperature up. Well, our white blood cells inside of our body are meant to be that sleeping kind of thing at 98.6 and only go on a search and destroy mission once they go over 102.5. So when you get somebody that's got a temperature of 102.5, a fever, it's out there searching. So it not only killed the malaria, but it also killed the cancer. Now, you look at people with thyroid problems. Their body temperature goes down to 95, 96, okay? If they don't get the right thyroid supplementation, when they spike a fever, they'll spike a fever to 100, 101, never activating that white blood cell. Therefore, it can't go out on a search and destroy mission.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you have a little cancer that's brewing, if you have a little infection that's brewing, it's very important to make sure that you're taking the right thyroid hormone and make sure that you're getting your temperature up to where it's supposed to be. Besides the idea of burning fat, okay, that's just a very small amount, okay? It's the idea that with the right thyroid hormone, then you can adjust all the other hormones and you can stay much, much healthier.
Dr. Robert Gorder was on my show at the end of 2005. It was one of the earliest shows I had done. He was a professor at UCLA's medical school, and he was run out of the country because he was curing pancreatic cancer with hyperthermia therapy and dendritic therapy, where he was actually extracting dendrite cells from people, incubating them, helping them get robust, and then injecting them directly into tumors. And he now runs what used to be the Cologne Model Cancer Institute in Cologne, Germany, has now been renamed the Cologne Gorder Cancer Institute in Cologne, Germany. He's been curing cancer with heat therapy for almost a decade now. And he started out very, very archaic in the beginning, actually infecting people with pathogens that caused them to run a fever. But now he has these very sophisticated tubes that they put the people in, they raise their core temperature for a period of time, cancers go away completely. So I know what you're talking about, I want the audience to understand, is accurate. And I am a big proponent of heat saunas. Every week I take three or four because I love to get my body temperature up a little bit. And I'll tell you another sign that your thyroid's not functioning.
Move back to Arizona.
Yeah.
You have no problem.
No, I know, right? Just walk around in Arizona. No, but really, another sign that your thyroid is not functioning properly any longer, if you don't see the thermogenic effects of food, if you eat a meal and you don't start getting warmer and a big meal starts sweating, your thyroid's not functioning properly. That's right. One of the earliest right. signs that people don't get.
Yeah, and then you can see the nails get brittle, the hair gets brittle, the bottom, if you wake up in the morning, your eyes are puffy, you wake up in the morning and you look on the bottom of the soles of your feet and they're yellow, okay? All of those things are indications of the thyroid not working properly.
Yeah. So once somebody gets their thyroid hormone dialed back in, is there a period of time before a lot of those symptoms that are reversible do reverse? Is it quick onset? Does it take a good year under the effects of proper thyroid hormone?
Some symptoms will go away right away, and other symptoms take a long time. Remember, we were just talking, the first segment I said to you,
3 years.
It was this radioactive isotope plot study, and 90% of your body is rebuilt over a three-year period.
Yeah.
Okay? I tell people all the time, I say, look, if I take this arm and I tie it onto itself, within 6 months, it'll be really, really atrophied, okay? I can take that arm and help you build it back by doing exercise and eating the right diets, and we can get the muscles all to come back. But if we cut off the arm, then there's nothing we can do.
No.
So if you have a problem with your thyroid and the thyroid has to be rebuilt. Now, remember also, 11% of the people that have a thyroid problem, a hypothyroid problem, don't have a hypothyroid problem. They have an iodine deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's also, you're not going to get any iodine from Synthroid. But you will get iodine from Naturethroid because
right.
it's in there, because it's inside the gland,
right.
okay? Not to say that that's the proper way of replacing iodine, but there have been people that had iodine deficiencies, and the doctor put them on a Naturethroid product, and I've had the experience of seeing them. At a certain point, they start reducing the dose. And over a long period of time, what happens is they've reduced the dose so much that they don't need it anymore. And then I said, how could that be? And he goes, well, because the thyroid hormone was helping them because they weren't producing enough. But at the same time, slowly but surely, they were being supplemented with small doses of iodine.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, their own thyroid regained itself.
And I'm willing to bet it's a more bioavailable form of the iodine as well. Just the fact that it's been metabolized and stored in porcine thyroid already, that it probably works more effectively. One real quick comment I want to make, and then I want to ask you about the book that people can get by calling your practice. For those of you who don't understand what desiccated is, desiccated means that the glandular is kept at the same temperature as the host animal's body as it dries out. It's not heat dried. If an animal keeps a normal body temperature of 100, the desiccated thyroid is then maintained at that 100 degree, a normal temperature environment, while it dries out. This is a very, very big difference than some supplements on the market that try to present themselves as desiccated porcine thyroid when they're really, really not. Okay, real quick, the book that people can get if they call your practice.
Okay, it's Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. And if they call, I can get them also a DVD of one of my lectures. Okay, and they can reach the pharmacy at 480-488-2007. It basically goes through not only an idea of what all the hormones and how all the hormones work, but it also gives a good idea of how to troubleshoot. You know, like if I'm taking thyroid and I've taken it for a certain amount of time and it's not working now anymore, why is it? If I have Hashimoto's, okay, which is a whole other hour conversation,
right?
Okay, on the autoimmune problems that could happen, it goes what to do to be able to fine tune that so that my thyroid works, okay? And I have a lot of different information in the book. But
Give the number again.
The phone number at the pharmacy is 480-488-2007.
And so people can call there, they can get a copy of the book, and they get some DVDs from you. And also consultation, if you have a physician that's reluctant to even hear you out about changing your current thyroid hormone to a more suitable, more broad-spectrum thyroid. Look, we know now, you can't exclude anything.
No.
Well, you can't. But that's why nature, that's why it's in there. This notion that, oh, all you just need is these two thyroid hormones, the rest, that's all BS, folks. We've learned that so many times before. Listen, Rudy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl, for having me.
And I sent you an email. I want you to take a look at it when you have some time. I'd love your opinion, okay?
Will do. Thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We have news again at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture, and that is Brooks Kubik. Brooks wants to talk about the 13th workout. What the heck is the 13th workout? I'm going to save that for when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Autism vaccine cover-up snowballs as whistleblower's identity is revealed. Rumors are swirling as the world learns of the government's deception. Here's what we know for sure. William W. Thompson, Ph.D., an epidemiologist at the CDC's National Center of Birth Defects and Development Disabilities, who received his doctorate in biochemical engineering, has been revealed as the CDC whistleblower. Thompson broke a decade of silence over the government's deliberate concealment of the link between MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella and a dramatically increased risk of autism, particularly in African-American boys.
Thompson is alleging criminal wrongdoing on the part of his supervisors and has expressed deep regret about his role in helping the CDC hide data. It's the lowest point in my career that I went along with that paper. Here's a quick timeline of the scandal. In February 2004, a study of the MMR vaccine was published in the journal Pediatrics by three CDC scientists working in the National Immunization Program. One of them was Dr. Thompson. The study concluded that there were no significant associations between the age at which the vaccine is administered and the incidence of developmental regression such as autism. For the next 10 years, Dr. Brian Hooker of the Focus Autism Foundation tried to obtain the original data from that study. This year, through the Freedom of Information Act request, Dr. Hooker received much of the data. After the Freedom of Information Act was filed, Hooker was contacted by Dr. Thompson at the CDC, who at the time spoke on condition of anonymity. Thompson guided Hooker to evidence that there was a statistically significant relationship between the age at which the MMR vaccine was first given and the incidence of autism, particularly in African-American boys. Thompson claimed that this manipulation was intentional because of top-down pressure to promote a pro-vaccine agenda. More Superhuman News in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Here's the rest of your Superhuman News. I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide risk assessment seen as biased. In the October issue of BioScience, a group of ecotoxicologists argue that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's current practices for evaluating pesticide safety are inadequate and likely to result in decisions biased towards industry interest. In their article, Michelle Boone of Miami University and her colleagues note that most pesticide toxicity tests used in risk assessments are conducted by the pesticide manufacturers themselves, which the authors believe can result in untenable conflicts of interest. Moreover, rigid inclusion criteria often mean that potentially relevant studies are barred from the EPA's assessment process. The article highlights the case of atrazine, which the agency reassessed on the basis of a single manufacturer-funded study. The herbicide was ultimately deemed safe, despite the existence of a number of studies that could have led to a different conclusion. The researchers also cite other problems with EPA risk assessment practices, including inconsistent application of criteria among taxonomic groups and an over-reliance on laboratory studies, among others. Taken together, these problems result in a presumption of innocence that Boone and her colleagues maintain may be inappropriate for the evaluation of potentially harmful substances. The authors conclude that the risk assessment process can and should be improved so that decisions are made with the best available data with an evidence-based approach. The authors pose several recommendations for reform. Chief among them is the use of an independent third party to stand as a barrier between industry and research. This separation should serve to reduce concerns over conflicts of interest. In addition, they recommend a wider use of all available research, particularly in field studies, and suggest that the assessment process should be made more transparent. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Having Brooks on the air with me is like hanging out with an old buddy. And it's always a lot of fun. And we get the best comments about quite often the interviews that we do that don't necessarily have a lot of direction, but we have an idea. I guess Brooks and I are kind of freestyle thinkers. Would you agree with that, Brooks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, every time we have tried to script the show, you know, down to the commas, the semicolons, and the pauses, and, you know, you've said don't pause any longer than, you know, 3/4 of a second here and 2 seconds here and so on. And you warned me in advance. You say, I'm going to use a big word. Every 17th word is going to be a big one. Have your dictionary ready? Those shows haven't worked as well as when we just go back and forth.
Yeah, I know. and so in that spirit, this is something that I think I'm going to let you kind of lead into. So you want to talk about the 13th workout. So what is the 13th workout? And why is it more important than 12, 11, 10, 9, and 8?
Well, there's two reasons. Actually, three. The 13th workout came to me because I was writing about the zombie apocalypse that we had in Louisville. And for those who do not live in Louisville, on Friday of last week, it's Wednesday as we're doing the show, on Friday they had what I think was billed as the largest zombie walk in the United States.
Really? I didn't know
that. Well, you don't live over by where we live.
The Highlands, The Highlands is actually where Brooks Kubik lives is kind of like a new bohemia type atmosphere. A lot of artists, a lot of intellectuals, a lot of cerebral people who sit outside coffee shops and pontificate what's going on in life. That's where they seem to gravitate to, the Highlands. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The only hookah lounge in the entire city of Louisville, Kentucky is on Bardstown Road in the Highlands. So there you go. That tells you something, right?
There you go. And the original old school hardcore gym in Louisville is in the Highlands.
Right.
And a whole lot of the fork to table restaurants got started in the Highlands.
Absolutely.
Some of them are still here.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we've got a lot of stuff hopping. Just to give people an idea, Trudy and I went out to San Francisco ages ago, and to give you an idea how long ago, it's where I proposed to her.
Oh, how cool.
So, you know, we're out in San Francisco, and she's never been, but she's always wanted to go there. And in particular, she's wanted to go to Haight-Ashbury.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
For the young people in the audience, they have no idea what that is, but Haight-Ashbury back in the 60s is where that was the epicenter of the movement against the man, against the machine by all of us free thinkers. And that's really where it happened. It was like Haight-Ashbury was Woodstock every day of the week.
Yeah. I mean, back in the 60s, it was like, you know, the most happening place in the world. And Trudy, growing up on the East Coast, she'd always heard about it, read about it, you know, it was on the news. she wanted to go there desperately. And finally, you know, we go, and this is after she's been living in the Highlands of Louisville for a long time. And she liked it, but she admitted to me that it wasn't quite as out there as where we live.
Huh?
You know? So
that's funny.
Yeah, you know, so
I mean, that's saying, you know, that's saying something. It really is.
Yeah. It's interesting. But anyhow, they had last Friday, they had this 30,000 zombie walk, and it was just, you know, right around where we live, and so, you know, it was,
you
like
see, and I was up in the Highlands, but it didn't look any different than it normally does. No, I'm like kidding around. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, so on Friday when I sent my email out, I sent out an email about, you know, we're going to be surrounded by zombies, literally, and wish me luck, and if you never hear from me, you know, you'll know what happened. So I send my post out on Tuesday again, my email, and I put it up on the blog post, and I was thinking of something to write, and I came up with the idea of the 87th workout. And I was thinking, you know, you train, everything's going great, and then there's a tough one, and it's the 87th workout, and that's the one that makes or breaks you. And then I thought, no, it happens more often than that. It, you know, probably happens every 10th workout or every 15th or some magic number. And then I thought, well, I've been talking about a zombie apocalypse, so I assume the right number is 13. So, hence the 13th workout. It's all because of zombies in Louisville. Bet you didn't guess that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So, anyhow, the 13th workout is this. You're training hard. You're going to the gym, you're eating all the right food, you're doing everything that you need to do, and every time you go to the gym and hit it, it's perfect. You're stronger, using more weight, more reps, better form, better everything. And you're just like, this is great. And if you're keeping a record of your progress, you know, it's just going up. Every workout, boom, 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 very nice and steady. Life is good. And then comes the 13th workout.
And 13 is just a metaphor for that one workout where all of a sudden you seem to be in trouble, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be 13.
For some of us,
that's
it may be the third.
The metaphor. Yeah. You know, hopefully... it happens less frequently than every 13th workout, and for some people, maybe it happens more often.
Right.
But the point is, and this happens to everyone, you're having a great series of workouts, and all of a sudden, it's just absolute catastrophe. You cannot do anything right. You're trying and trying and trying, and you're going back on everything. You drop weight on the bar. You still can't get your right number of reps. You know, you can't feel the weight. Your muscles are like, you know, you're doing this stuff, and I hurt, and I sweat, but I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. And you try, and you can't even get your head wrapped around the workout. And at the end of it, you are just beat bloody. I mean, you know, there's nothing left to you. You've given it all, and it wasn't enough, and you have failed. And you just stand there, or you slump there, or you sit there, and you start to think, maybe I ought to start playing tiddlywinks.
Huh.
Not that there's anything wrong with tiddlywinks. It's a wonderful game for those of us who are old enough to remember it. But I'll tell you what, it's not the same as heavy training. And when you get into that, maybe I ought to start playing tiddlywinks attitude, you know, that shows that the 13th workout has come and it's hit you really hard. So that is the 13th workout. And I've not been I've not been sharing this because I want people to have that 13th workout, the one that's so miserable and so tough and so depressing. I'm sharing it because I know that no matter what they do, it's going to happen. And so the real message becomes, what do you do to get past the 13th workout? How
okay.
do you deal with
now,
it?
Here's what we have to do in the true spirit of radio. We need people to sit and listen to these commercials before we let them know what to do to get through the 13th workout. In the meantime, you can go to Brooks Cubic's website, BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com, and maybe you can read about it during the break. But one thing's for sure, we're not going to say it till we come back. Stay tuned.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Welcome back. Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, is where you need to go, because the keeper of the flame of physical culture is alive and well, and he lives in Louisville. And he's on the air right now. Okay, so you've hit that wall, Brooks. It's 13th workout. Maybe for some people it's every other workout. So what do you do?
Well, the first thing is you don't panic. You don't kick yourself. You don't blame yourself. You don't view this as a disaster or a calamity or a catastrophe. You know what it is? It's just a bad workout. It happens. Happens to everyone. Okay. So, you know, you would be astonished. Carl, you may get these. I get them all the time. Someone has one bad workout, and they fire in an email, and they want to know, oh, my gosh, should I change this? Should I change that? Should I stop doing these? Should I start doing those? Maybe I need to switch to this. Maybe I need a new gym. Maybe I need a new workout. Maybe I need to do new exercises. You know, all this stuff. You know, and that is completely the wrong approach.
But you know where that comes from, right? That comes
I've got some guesses, but where do you think it comes
from?
Well,
I think it comes from the lack of an appreciation for deferred gratification. This idea that you should progress linearly in anything in life, whether it's a sport, training, a work project, teaching your children how to be responsible adults. The idea that we should build on everything we did before and our trajectory should be one of continuous increases in altitude every single step is a lack of respect for deferred gratification. Life does not occur in a straight line. Progress does not occur in a straight line. Progress, like a missile, is constantly sampling its environment, readjusting, recalculating, making accommodations, and getting back on track. So this idea, I mean, I can have a bad week and I don't panic anymore. Because one thing is for sure, I've had bad weeks in the past and I've come back and always been able to do the work that I've been able to do continuously. You're going to have bad periods. Just shake it off.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I was going to talk about, and you actually kind of moved it forward for me, but that's a good thing because it's really one of the most important things that's going on here. There are all of these training programs that are linear progression programs.
Uh-huh.
You follow the program, and if you do everything you're supposed to do, on the program as it is written in the book or the course or the muscle magazine, the instructions from the gym owner or the trainer or your workout partner or whoever, or whatever is written on the internet or whatever you see on the in the discussion board, it's every workout you add a rep or you add weight or whatever, but the point is you're supposed to be constantly improving in every single workout. And that, frankly, is impossible. For anyone other than a rank beginner, it's impossible. It never happens. The only way it would happen if you are an advanced or an experienced trainee is if you have switched to a new exercise, something you've never done before or you haven't done for a long time, and so you're going through a building up period. But once you get to the working period where you don't get the cheap or free and easy gains, you have to work for them, then the progress is not linear. And you just have to accept that. And I see so many people, they've read training programs, they've read workouts where they think that they're always supposed to be be showing progress, to be making gains in every single workout. And it just doesn't happen that way. And so when they have what is perfectly natural, which is a workout where not everything works, they think something's wrong. When in fact, what is happening is perfectly natural.
Well, now let me present a supposition here.
Okay.
And I want to base this on two things that you've spoken about already. Rank beginner and new movements both elicit a drain, if you will, a level of fatigue on the body, not just on a muscular level, but central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, and so on. And these tend to give us the greatest results. When you're a beginner, oh my God, you grow from workout to workout. You get stronger from workout to workout, but then you hit a plateau. And when you break in a new movement, for anybody who never squatted before, you remember the first time you squatted, you couldn't sit down for weeks. Maybe the first four workouts, you couldn't sit down for weeks, but then your body acclimated to it. So I want to present a supposition here that, in fact, you should actually embrace that 13th workout. Because the fact that you are struggling like a newbie again, the fact that you feel ill-equipped to move the weight like it's the first time you've done those movements may actually springboard you into greater growth and response. And I tell you why. This is something I've been thinking about. When I do unilateral work, if I do five sets of something, I start with my left hand the first set. I start with my right hand the second set. Left hand, right hand, left hand. I never start with my left and just my right because I have this theory. The second arm to do the work, the body is already fatigued. Signals are being processed that we have to work harder. And then the second arm steps up and is doing the same amount of work because that's what you expect. If I did 12 reps with a 50-pound dumbbell with my left hand, I expect to do 12 with my right hand. The second arm is actually working harder because it's, while the arm may be fresh, the body is not, the brain is not, the central nervous system is not. So I would submit to you that that 13th workout, that compromised position that you can't move the weight as well as you want, is actually going to elicit a springboard effect of greater growth and progress. You have any theories on that in 2 minutes before we take a break?
I think that's a really interesting idea. And the thing that I agree without hesitation, without reservation, is that the 13th workout, the hard one, is a perfectly good thing. It should not be viewed as a negative. It's a natural, and for a whole lot of different reasons, including the ones that you just mentioned, Carl, it can serve as the springboard to greater progress. But to make that happen, you have to recognize that it's not a problem. It's not a disaster. You don't need to change anything. You just need to plan for the 14th workout. Because the 14th workout, again, speaking metaphorically, the 14th workout, the one that comes after the 13th, can be the best workout you've ever had.
Yeah.
And often is.
Yeah, I like that. So when they teach you to punch a heavy bag, when I was a kid, I boxed for Police Athletic League, and I remember when I used to punch the heavy bag, and the coach that I worked with was a Puerto Rican guy named Jose Torres. He taught me to don't look at the heavy bag, look behind the heavy bag. Punch as if you are punching through the bag to the object behind it. In order to invest the greatest amount of force in your punch, you have to punch through the object. You have to, the nervous system must believe it's not done until it passes through the object. The goal is to hit something on the other side of the object. And in this way, you can invest the most amount of strength in the punch. Well, what you're talking about is akin to that. What you're saying is you must think past this workout. You must already start planning the next one because that is really the goal. It's not today's event that took place, right?
Absolutely. That's a real interesting metaphor. I like that.
And we have to take a break, so let that absorb into people's minds. In the meantime, you can learn so much every single day. This type of wisdom is available for free if you go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Some of the greatest training books, and also the only person in our industry that writes fiction about physical culture. Some of the most wonderful fiction novels you'll find ever about things that you love and hold dear and to your heart are at BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Instead of picking up the latest novel at the bookstore, pick up a book at BrooksKubik's website. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Look, brother, there's a new groove. There's a new thing.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing. And it's being talked about by Brooks Kubik today on the show. Brooks, KUBIK.com. Join the physical culture movement. It's been going on for millions of years. We're keeping it alive here at Superhuman Radio. Okay, so let's talk about the 14th workout. So what do you do?
Well, the first thing that you do is you plan for the 14th workout, and that means you go home, you get some rest, get some sleep, get some good food, good nutrition. Do everything that you can to get yourself in the right position to have a good workout the next time. And as I said, don't kick yourself, don't beat yourself up. And Carl, as you said focus on moving forward.
Right.
That's exactly what you do. You get past the 13th workout, you don't dwell on it, and now you start looking toward the 14th workout. Now, if you're on some kind of linear progression program, and the 13th workout just didn't work. Don't automatically make the jump to whatever you were scheduled to do in the 14th workout. That's not going to work. Either stay where you were at 13, do it over, and start your progression from there, or drop back a little bit. You know, cut the weight 10 pounds on each exercise, 20 pounds on squats and deads or whatever. Come back strong, have a great workout that is fast, relatively easy, and above all, perfect. Perfect form, perfect focus, perfect concentration. You get all your reps, everything's great, and you don't have to do it by absolutely, you know, just totally gutting it out. It just happens. That builds your confidence, and that sets you up for great workouts going forward. So, you know, that's a very simple thing to do, is just make sure whatever you do, you adjust your weights, you adjust your reps so that the workout is perfect. You don't miss anything, you don't fail on anything, and you don't even have that miss or failure in your head. You know, Carl, the single most important thing when you are trying a maximum weight, either for a single or for a set of reps, whatever the number of reps is, the most important thing is to have complete confidence.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anyone who trains seriously knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Because if you're unsure of yourself, you will not execute the lift. If you are confident, you've lived with it, you've thought about it, we've all done this. We've all done this. So I'm gonna replay something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into the gym to do something that you haven't done before. Could be a heavy compound movement. It could be a heavy machine movement. But you've thought about it enough. You've made the proprioceptive connections that you know. I'm ready for this. I can do this. I know that I can do it. And you go in with that kind of confidence where you've executed it in your mind. Maybe you're not doing guided visualization. It's just that you happen to be thinking one day while you're driving home, you think, you know, I think I'm going to go for that 500-pound squat next week. You know, I think I'm ready for it. And you kind of get comfortable with that feeling, I think I'm ready for it. Then all of a sudden it manifests itself into a different thought where you feel like, yeah, and the night before or the day before, you start thinking about it, you think, man, I feel like I'm ready. I can do this. You walk into the gym with a greater degree. You're over the line. So if everything's 50-50 in life, you're greater than 50% invested in the idea that you can do it, as opposed to greater invested in the idea that you can't. That is how success starts.
That's absolutely right, and I would go even farther, and I would say that if you have had a bad workout and you're focusing on coming back strong and having a good one, the thing to do is to start that visualization process. And the you know, visualize the workout, visualize a perfect workout, whatever the exercises, whatever the reps, whatever the weight, run that movie through your head. Watch yourself achieving it, and just have an absolutely perfect next workout, and you can do it. You absolutely can do it. And here's the reason why I know that you can do it. If you were able to have a perfect workout in workout number 12, there's no physical reason on the face of the earth why you were not able to have a good one on 13. You just had an off day.
You know,
maybe something was going on in your life, either work or personal, or you made the mistake of looking at wherever you look for news and you saw the news events of the day and you thought, oh gosh, what a downer, this is depressing. Whatever, something happened and it knocked you off stride. So what you have to do is just go back to where you were in workout number 12, which was perfect, and make that happen in workout number 14. It's not a big deal. In fact, if you want, go back and replicate what you did in workout number 12. If that was a lighter workout than workout number 13, go back and do that, establish success, and then move on from there. It's very simple. And interestingly, the one thing that neither one of us is suggesting is making a big dramatic change in your workout or your diet or anything. Because you don't need a big dramatic change. You just need to get past the bad and move forward towards the good. Would you agree?
Yeah. And don't we do that with everything in life? I mean, if you were heading out to a job interview or you were heading to work one day and it was your first day you went to work and you got lost, would you just go, oh, the heck with it? I'm just going to backtrack and find my way home, get back in bed and forget about it. No. You regroup. You reevaluate. You recalculate. And then you remove the failure and replace it with success.
That's absolutely true. And
I just rolled. Yeah. Isn't that funny how stuff comes together? Remove, recalculate, reevaluate, replace.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. You know, and that's one of the reasons why physical training is such a really important tool for anybody. Because the lessons that you learn through physical training, physical culture, are life lessons. They make you a better and a stronger person, not just in training, but in all aspects of life. So, you know, you just hit the nail. Hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. We have to take a break, but before we take a break, you're working on a new book that I know you mentioned last time you were on the show, but just in case people haven't heard about it. And this is really a book that's going to focus on dinosaur nutrition or paleo nutrition. It's a nutrition book, right?
It's a book on diet and nutrition. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring together a whole lot of different things from a whole lot of different people and try to make some sense out of all of the conflicting claims out there and give something that is designed for people who do serious strength training. Progressive resistance. You know, the common diet book out there, this is not a diet book. It's, as I think of it, it's a nutrition book or a book about eating healthy, eating for a purpose. The common diet book is just about, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to be skinny. You know, it's the book about the thigh gap. You put out on Facebook the other day.
Yeah.
Apparently caused quite an uproar. You know, that's not the world that I live in, and it's not the world that my readers live in. I mean, we live in a strength-oriented world. And so what I'm writing about is diet and nutrition from a strength perspective. And I'm also, particularly because so many of my readers are a bit older, I'm writing about diet and nutrition from the perspective of lifelong strength and health.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a really, really interesting project, and
probably the kind of book that Bernard McFadden would have written about nutrition more so than the average American Dietetic Association follower. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of Brooks Kubik. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Anabolic
BuiltMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. Hey, Brooks, what's a Himalayan curl?
Well, that was the subject of today's email.
I've never heard of a Himalayan curl before.
Well,
I mean, Himalayan salt is all the rage right now. That pink salt that everybody's, or black salt, is it black or pink? It's pink, isn't it? Yeah, it's pink.
I know it's pink, but there's also black salt, and I don't.
Yeah,
know
I can't think
that.
That's the one from Hawaii. That's the one from Hawaii by the volcano there. But yeah, Himalayan salt is pink. What's a Himalayan curl? A curl with a pink dumbbell?
I never recommend anything with a pink dumbbell. No, the Himalayan curl is something that that I talk about. And the reason that I came up with the name Himalayan curl is that there probably are more different kinds of curls than any other exercise imaginable. And curls are named after people. Curls are named after places. Everybody thinks that there's some kind of magic curl that they should be doing, and to kind of make fun of that idea, which I think is silly, I came up with a mythical exercise called the Himalayan curl. If you do it, you will have biceps as big as the towering peaks of the Himalayas, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure that right now someone is listening, taking notes. And
they're going, okay, so how do you do it? They're thinking, well, how do you do the Himalayan curl?
How do you do the Himalayan curl? And we have photos and YouTube videos and so on. You know, if you look at it, it's really interesting. If you look at the history of bodybuilding and weightlifting and weight training magazines, you find, of course, more articles about how to build big arms than anything else. And the other interesting thing that you find is that the vast majority of the advanced training techniques, and maybe I should put the term advanced in quotes, but you know, the more advanced stuff that the magazine started to feature in the 50s, 60s, 70s, for example, peak contraction. Okay? Peak contraction got its start as something that you did as part of your bicep and tricep training. And you had articles about how to do peak contraction curls and peak contraction triceps work. Supersetting, 90% of the articles on supersetting are about supersetting biceps and triceps. Pre-exhaustion, much of the pre-exhaustion stuff, not the original pre-exhaustion that Arthur Jones came out with, but pretty much everything after that, pre-exhaustion has been about arms. Tri-setting, giant sets, all of this stuff has been about arms. You know, forced reps, cheating. I mean, you know, obviously there's the cheat curl, but Carl, have you ever seen somebody talk about a cheat squat?
Yeah, it's called a quarter squat, right?
Well, yeah, it's a quarter squat, but there's no way to cheat on a squat or to cheat on a deadlift. I mean, if you don't do the movement correctly, but you can swing a cheat curl. There's no way you can swing a heavy deadlift or swing a heavy squat. So, you know, all this stuff developed in the context of arm training, which is really interesting if you think about it. You know, what's the point of coming up with all these, you know, supposedly advanced or innovative training techniques if they're designed for the arms? Because there are already plenty of good arm exercises. You don't need these special techniques. I mean, they might be fun, they might be interesting, but they've gotten a whole lot of press, and the reason that they've gotten so much press is that people are obsessed with arm training. So again, I talk about Himalayan curls, and people immediately want to know, you know, how do you do them, and how many sets, and how many reps, and what kind of weight should I use, and all this. So that's why I threw it out there. So I'm sorry, Carl, but if you look on the blog, you're not going to see a Himalayan curl.
I already looked, and I was very disappointed. I thought it was like one of these special curls that you lay down, and someone ties a band around the bar, and they lay with their feet against your feet, so you're like mirror images of each other, and you're pulling one way, and they're pulling the other way. But I guess I was wrong.
Well, I think I've seen the exercise you describe on YouTube.
You know, but there's some people out there that say that a cheat movement actually allows you to handle more weight, and ergo, you're going to get stronger. What do you think of that?
I think that for an advanced trainee, there are some exercises where that may have merit, particularly if you do a slow negative as you lower the weight. But it's just, to me, it's a little plateau breaker, if you will. It's something to do once in a while. And, you know, I go back to, you can use body English, you can use your legs, you can use your back to curl more weight in a cheat curl. You can do push presses instead of regular standing presses. But there's not a lot of exercises that the cheating principle really works in. You know, because by definition, you have to do an exercise where you normally do it strict with a small muscle group, such as the arms. You put legs and back into it, and you use more weight. That's the cheat. But you can't do it with a lot of exercises. All you can do is do an exercise in bad form, which would not be a good idea. You know, so for example, if someone wanted to do a cheat bench press by bouncing the bar off their chest,
they do it every day. I see them at the gym every day. I see guys at the gym handling weight that if they had to stop at the bottom and pause for a millisecond, they wouldn't be able to get the weight back up. It's bouncing right off their rib cage. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And, you know, similarly, I mean, you made the point about people who do a, quote, cheat squat by not squatting. You know, they do a quarter movement. Yeah, you see that kind of thing all the time, but it's it's not a very good way of training.
Now, Tiny Meeker came on the show, and he just benched, obviously in a shirt, 1,100 and something pounds, and he's going to break his own record here very shortly overseas. But one of the techniques that he uses is to hold a weight heavier than he can bench press. That's different, right? Like he's held in his hands as much as 1,300 pounds now.
Yeah, I mean, that would be more like static contraction training. You know, that's a way of doing an isometric hold with weight. And that's completely, totally different. You know, you can do that, by the way, with any exercise. And frankly, if you're going to do a cheat exercise, like a cheat curl, one of the ways to get the most out of it is to do that hold as you are lowering the weight. You know, if you've gone to the trouble to do a cheat curl with, you know, 20 pounds more than you could actually curl, don't just lower the weight. Get the most out of it. Lower it, and at some point in the lowering, throw in that pause. You know, you can do the same thing on presses. That, by the way, is an old training technique that George Jowett taught back in the 20s. That pause in the military press.
Wow.
Goes back a long ways, and it's very effective. I've done a lot of that on different exercises, and I like that a lot. I prefer it to a cheat exercise because cheat exercise tends to take the stress off the muscles that you're trying to work. And that pause, I'll tell you what, that puts them right on the muscles that you're trying to work.
Let's plug the website again. It's BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. You can read the dinosaur training blog there. You can look at the books that Brooks has written, read articles, even submit questions to the Keeper of the Flame of Physical Culture at BrooksKUBIK.com. I want to thank Brooks for coming on today also. Thanks to pharmacist Rudy Dragone, or Dragoni, I think his name is actually pronounced. I think I may have been pronouncing it incorrectly. You can go to his website, ClarksPharmacyAZ.com. If you're in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, he's right there in your backyard. Check him out. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good one.
And we'll see you soon again, okay?
Sounds good. Take care, Carl.
Okay, take care. And thank you for listening. Tomorrow is Thursday, which means Ken O'Neill will lead off the first hour with the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. You don't want to miss that. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Just because your water